Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, mental muscle makers. It's your girl Taylor Reed, here to pump you up with a dose of stoic wisdom that'll have you feeling like a superhero navigating the world of relationships. Because let's be real, folks, sometimes those connections can feel like walking a tightrope in flip-flops. Am I right? Ever felt drained after hanging out with someone who constantly needs emotional support but doesn't seem to reciprocate? You know that feeling when you set boundaries and suddenly it feels like the universe is throwing you curveballs? Well, guess what? Stoicism has got your back. It's all about taking control of our emotions and reactions, even in those tricky relationship situations. Today, we're diving into the power of setting healthy boundaries because, honey, you deserve to be treated with respect and to have your needs met too. Okay, let's get down to business. Five key takeaways to remember when it comes to creating those strong, healthy boundaries. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set any boundaries, you gotta know yourself inside and out. What are your values? What makes you feel comfortable and respected? What drains your energy? Figure that stuff out first because those answers will be your guiding stars. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone just waltz into your house and rearrange your furniture without asking, right? So why would you let them do the same with your emotional space? Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush. Express your needs and expectations clearly and directly. Use I statements to avoid sounding accusatory. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel overwhelmed," try, "I feel overwhelmed when we talk for more than an hour without a break." Remember, communication is key, but it's gotta be honest and respectful. 3. Respect yourself. This one is huge. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-love. You deserve to be treated with kindness and consideration. Don't settle for anything less. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend asking you to carry the groceries all the way home while they just stand there and chat on their phone. Would you do that? Probably not, right? So why would you allow someone to treat your time and energy with disrespect in your relationships? 4. Be assertive, not aggressive. Assertiveness is about standing up for yourself respectfully. It's not about yelling or demanding things. Think of it like a gentle, but firm no. You're stating your needs without attacking the other person. Remember, it's okay to say no sometimes. 5. Practice makes perfect. Setting boundaries takes practice. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble at first. It's all about learning and growing. Think of it like learning a new language. It takes time and effort, but with persistence, you can master it. Alright, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You have a friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems, even though you've already told them you prefer to talk during the day. They know your schedule is packed, yet they keep calling anyway, leaving you feeling drained and frustrated. This is a classic example of boundary breach territory. How do we handle it? First, remember that self-respect is non-negotiable. You have the right to protect your energy and time. Next, try communicating your needs clearly. Hey friend's name, I really value our friendship, but late night calls tend to disrupt my sleep and make me feel stressed. Would it be possible for us to chat during the day instead? If they continue to disregard your boundaries, you might need to take a step back and limit your contact until they show respect for your needs. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect and understanding. So there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways to help you create those strong, healthy boundaries in all your relationships. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being controlling or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself and cultivating relationships that are truly fulfilling. Think about someone you need to set a boundary with today. Maybe it's a coworker who constantly asks for favors, a family member who always interrupts, or even a friend who tends to overshare. Take a deep breath, remember these tips, and go get them. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost of boundary setting wisdom. Leave a review, tag us on social media, and let's keep spreading the stoic love. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.